Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into something critical: how to actually make AI ethics work in practice, you know, on the machine level.
That's right. We're looking at the gap between, say, the 2021 UNESCO recommendation on the ethics of AI, these big important principles everyone agrees on.
Principles like accountability, transparency, human oversight.
Exactly. The what's. But the problem, as the sources highlight, is that these ideals often, well, they lack enforcement mechanisms at the point of computation. They're goals, not instructions for the computer.
Right. They're not written in code. So our mission today is exploring how this other thing you shared, ternary moral logic, or TML, might bridge that gap. Can it be the technical layer?
That's the claim. TML is designed as an architectural substrate, something built in to enforce these ethical boundaries, not just suggest them.
Okay, so how? How does it actually enforce something like human oversight?
It starts with a really core mechanism, the sacred pause. Computationally, this is state zero. Think of it as a mandatory, non-negotiable stop sign built right into the AI's core logic.
Okay, hold on. A mandatory pause. But isn't AI often about speed, autonomy, especially in things like, I don't know, self-driving cars or financial trading? A sudden stop could be risky itself, couldn't it?
That's a crucial point. It's not about stopping all autonomy. It's about forcing a stop, specifically when the system faces profound ethical uncertainty. It mandates human intervention precisely when the machine is sort of confused about the right thing to do.
Confused? How does a machine know it's confused ethically?
Ah, well, it quantifies it. TML uses an ethical uncertainty score, the EUS. It's a calculated metric basically reflecting the system's confidence level about the ethical permissibility of its planned action.
So if the EUS score goes above a certain level, a level that would need to be set carefully depending on what the AI is doing, I guess.
Exactly. Based on risk, if it breaches that threshold, boom, state zero. The sacred pause gets triggered automatically.
And when it pauses, it can't just freeze or show a generic error message, right? Because UNESCO demands transparency. You need to know why it stopped.
Precisely. It needs what we might call in situ transparency. That's where the clarifying question engine, or CQE, comes in. When state zero hits, the CQE generates a specific, human-readable question explaining the dilemma.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Instead of just halting, it might output something like, "The current data for this loan application shows patterns that risk a biased outcome based on protected characteristics. Overriding the standard process requires confirmation. How should I proceed?"
Okay, I see. So it flags the specific ethical conflict and hands the decision and the responsibility back to a human.
Right. It automates the need for oversight at the critical moment. But TML aims to go deeper, embedding constraints from the start.
Like the foundational ethical pillars.
Yes. Things like fundamental human rights. The sources mention integrating constraints from major international human rights instruments directly into the system's logic, not as suggestions, but as hard boundaries.
And this plays to environmental concerns, too. I saw mention of earth protection instruments.
Absolutely. There's a specialized version of the pause called the Sacred Zero Trigger. This is specifically calibrated to halt operations if they risk causing irreversible ecological damage, based on predefined environmental standards and limits.
So it translates those broad mandates, like protect the environment, into actual computational checks, like stop if predicted emissions exceed X.
Basically, yes. It forces a halt before crossing critical ecological thresholds. Now, all this pausing and questioning is great, but you need proof, accountability.
Which brings us to the logs, I imagine.
Exactly. The immutable moral trace logs. These are designed to capture everything about the event. The inputs, the EUS score that triggered the pause, which human operator responded, what decision they made, timestamps, the whole sequence.
And crucially, these logs need to be trustworthy, tamper-proof.
That's where the hybrid shield comes in. The idea is to use cryptographic methods, like anchoring hashes of the logs onto public blockchains, to make them effectively immutable and verifiable.
Making them potentially admissible as legal evidence. So you can actually prove who made what decision when the AI flagged an ethical problem.
That's the goal. It connects the technical mechanism back to the legal and governance needs that UNESCO highlights. It enforces accountability.
So wrapping this up for our listeners, TML isn't trying to create a moral machine that makes perfect ethical choices.
No, not at all.
Instead, it's about automating the pause that ethical reflection requires. It provides the trigger for the pause, EUS, the mechanism for transparency, CQE, and this secure evidence trail, trace logs.
Precisely. It makes human oversight a functional requirement at the moment of uncertainty.
Okay, so here's a final thought, maybe a challenge. What if systems in really high-risk areas, healthcare, autonomous transport, finance, what if they had to pass some kind of mandatory pause certification?
Ooh, that's interesting. Like independent validation that their state zero mechanism actually works, that it reliably stops when faced with tricky, ambiguous, or ethically challenging inputs.
Yeah. Could that be a way to turn these crucial UNESCO recommendations into a hard, verifiable engineering standard that systems must meet before deployment?
That definitely gives us something to think about. It would certainly raise the bar for operationalizing AI ethics in a concrete way.